1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. There's international anger over the U.S. vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution pushing for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Prime Minister Netanyahu thanked the U.S. for saying no. The head of the World Health Organization disagrees.
A ceasefire is the only way to truly protect and promote the people of Gaza. It's only through dialogue, mutual understanding, and finding common ground that we can ever hope to find a resolution to this crisis.
Well, no end in sight for the war, but on ABC, Secretary of State Blinken said,
"This could be over tomorrow. If Hamas got out of the way of civilians instead of hiding behind them, if it put down its weapons, if it surrendered. And what there ought to be as well is a call on behalf of the entire world for Hamas to do just that."
The war is in its third month now. Big shakeups at one of the most prestigious colleges in the country. University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill and Chairman of the Board of Trustees Scott Bach are both out after days of pressure over McGill's comments on Capitol Hill about anti-Semitism. Joshua Weissman is a sophomore at Penn.
There's a lot of tension on campus, and I really hope a lot of it starts to go down and people start to calm down a little bit.
Tornadoes tore through towns in the middle of Tennessee yesterday, leaving a path of destruction. Six people are confirmed dead. Dozens were injured. This woman lives in Madison.
I think of just human life and my own family. I heard a two-year-old is gone, and I have a two-year-old, and I can't handle that. And my baby's at home sleeping peacefully in his bed, and I still have him.
A new CBS poll out today found our thoughts on how we're living these days.
More say their standard of living is worse today rather than better compared to that of their parents when they were the same age. And when assessing challenging economic periods of recent decades, Americans say the difficulties arising out of the COVID pandemic have been the most difficult. And this includes those who were adults during the times of gas shortages and high inflation in the 1970s.
Jennifer DePinto is the director of elections and surveys. BBC correspondent Sue Montgomery with details on Argentina's new president.
The right-wing libertarian Javier Milei is being sworn in as Argentina's new president. Mr. Milei has gained popular support for radical proposals, including scrapping the central bank and allowing people to make money by selling their organs.
Massive contract deal for the most sought-after free agent in the MLB. Shohei Ohtani signed with the Dodgers for $700 million. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 33 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 15 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Roberts kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party variety show this morning with the Broke But Happy Polka. I'm Tim, the polka guy, keeping you company. I didn't want to do that, but we'll play it anyway. This is the Octave Polka, the Reuben Siegert's Orchestra. Thank you.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
One dribble up, it's good, and a foul. Step back, three is good. And Wisconsin pulls off the upset on Senior Day, 78-70 over 12th-ranked Michigan.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
And welcome to the Kohl Center, where today the building is packed. It's a sellout on a Sunday afternoon as 5-3 Wisconsin opens the Big Ten season against 4th-ranked and 9-1 Iowa. It's time for Badger basketball. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll take a look at the Iowa Hawkeyes with assistant coach Tiffany Morton. We'll look inside the Badger numbers as well in the series between these two teams in the Badger notebook. We'll take a quick spin around the Big Ten a little bit later on, but up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Wisconsin Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
From From the Kohl Center in Madison, it's the Big Ten opener. The Wisconsin Badgers host the fourth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. It's a sellout today here in Madison. So what does it mean to play in front of a sold-out Kohl Center?
I think that it's an awesome opportunity for our kids to experience this place rocking. We talked a lot about getting the program to a point where this is a normal occurrence. And so I think for them, this is a taste of what our future looks like. Obviously, people are coming to see a great player in Caitlin. But you know what? We're also a part of this narrative as well. And I'm excited for people to see my team and how we compete and really represent the Badgers.
How excited are you to get a couple of your players back? Hallie Douglas returning from that ACL injury last time out. She scored a bucket. Lily Cron has been hampered by injury. She was back. What's it mean to get those two back?
Yeah, I think, obviously for Hallie to have like a season-ending injury early in the season last year as a senior, somebody who was really a glue player for us for the last couple of years, it's tremendous to have her back in our rotation. Obviously, Lily is kind of a pure knockdown shooter, so really allows us to extend, open up the floor a little bit more. And then just adds to our depth, and to have two, older players back in the lineup, for me, it just adds more to the arsenal that we get to work with.
Final 30 seconds, Iowa comes in. They score close to 90 points per game. What's it going to take to slow that offense down to try to pull off the upset today?
Yeah, I think that, you've got to be able to try to contain them in transition. That's a huge part of their game. But I think it's also controlling tempo a little bit, right? Us being able to run when we have runs, but if we can execute in the half court against them too. But more than anything, it's also we've got to score the ball. The teams have beat them. They've been able to put up a good amount of points. And so, you're not going to stop Caitlin Clark, but you can contain her. And then you've got to put the ball in the basket.
Best of luck.
All right. Thank you so much, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. Keep it right here. We'll get a scout of the Hawkeyes coming up next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Finds Klesman left corner. He'll try a three. Good. Max Klesman is not shy here today.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Good taste to Klesman. Another three on the way. Good again. Takes the three left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. Slips to Iguodaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Hestor to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Storr for the flush, and the Badgers lead by 15. Runs at the wall, rotates to Storr, baseline left. Here's A.J. goes up, slam dunk, count it, and a foul. And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison. On a day where the home team never trailed, the Badgers win it by 11.
On Wisconsin.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
And welcome to Madison and the Kohl Center. It's Wisconsin versus the Iowa Hawkeyes today here in Madison, joined by assistant coach Tiffany Morton. So getting ready for this interview, my first question to you was, Caitlin Clark? I mean, you got to start with Clark, right?
We do. I mean, again, Iowa is a great team, a very veteran team. They've played together for a few years now. Again, so collectively across the board, they do a good job sharing the ball. They do a good job of scoring. Transition offense is a big, big scoring and opportunity for them in their primary transition. And so we want to make sure that we hone in and focus on the keys, but at the same time, we play our game.
Okay. So outside of her, with everything you just talked about there, who else do you really need to kind of zone in on?
Kate Martin is a great player for them. Again, she's a fifth-year senior, a glue player for them, does a lot of the intangibles. Again, very active without the ball, active on the glass. And she's one that, again, Caitlin gets her points, but she is one that once she gets going, the team plays really, really well off of her as well.
Iowa's averaging close to 90 points per game, but they have played a couple of teams that have been able to limit their offense. What did those teams do that made them successful in kind of slowing down Iowa's offense, and what do you need to do today?
Well, that's one thing you mentioned is slowing them down, right? Again, you look at some of the early opportunities being able to score in transition, but Iowa State, they did a great job of pounding the ball inside and making Iowa have to sit and play defense in the half court. Again, slowing it down and not making it a full court transition game for them. So, again, different game plan, but Iowa State did a great job of challenging Iowa, and that's a few pages and notes that we definitely took from there.
Really cool opportunity as well for your team and a sellout here today at the Kohl Center.
A great opportunity for our girls. Our girls work extremely hard on the court, off the court, and so a great opportunity, a great environment for them to continue to show people why they should come out and watch Wisconsin women's basketball.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's assistant coach Tiffany Morton. Back with more after this. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 33 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 15 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It is time for the Badger Notebook. Wisconsin plays in its Big Ten opener today against fourth-ranked Iowa. The Hawkeyes come in with a 9-1 record. The Badgers come in at 5-3. Most recently, Wisconsin suffered a setback a week ago against Butler here on its home court, 59-51, the final for Madison in that game. But in that game, it was a big one for sophomore Sarah Williams, with season high in scoring with 24 points. rebounds. She tied her career high with 14 rebounds and also tied her career high with 5 blocked shots. Williams has been outstanding defensively for the Badgers this season, at the top of the Big Ten standings in blocks, total blocks this year. So today it is the Hawkeyes, and Iowa has won the last 27 straight games against Wisconsin. The last time these two teams met, Iowa took a commanding lead over the Badgers, finished the game up 30. That was a 91-61 loss for Wisconsin back on February 15th of last season. But of course, today, one of the storylines, a packed Kohl Center. It's the second sellout for Wisconsin women's basketball all time. The last sellout occurred in January of 2002 against Minnesota. Now, in that game, it was Cram the Kohl. Coach Jane Albright at the time donated 25 cents for every person to the Ronald McDonald House. So that was the last sellout for the Badgers. Here, it's the Caitlin Clark effect. Clark comes into today's game for the Iowa Hawkeyes. 29.6 points per contest. That's number one in the nation. We'll take a break. Come back with a quick spin around the Big Ten next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Oddie is with you. It's Wisconsin in its Big Ten opener taking on fourth-ranked Iowa here today. Let's take a quick spin around the Big Ten. Lots of games in Big Ten women's basketball, including a top 25 matchup. 12th-ranked Ohio State hosting number 25 Penn State. That's underway, as is Maryland at home hosting Northwestern. Other Big Ten clashes. Purdue will play Minnesota. The Gophers are 8-1 this season. And later today, 5-2 Illinois hosts 7-2 Michigan. Here today at the Kohl Center, it's the Badgers at 5-3, taking on the 9-1 Hawkeyes. And we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship.
right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Kohl Center. It's time for Big Ten basketball. The Badgers face fourth-ranked Iowa. John Audius with you here courtside. Let's take a look at the lineups. First for Lisa Bluter's team, 9-1 this season. Bluter in her 24th season as head coach at Iowa. Molly Davis, a 5'7", fifth-year senior, about 5.5 points per game. Kate Martin, 6-foot grad student, second in scoring at 11.6 per game. Caitlin Clark is a 6-foot senior, leads the country, 29.6 points per contest. Gabby Marshall, 5'9", fifth-year player, almost 5 per game. And Sharon Goodman is the 6'3 post player, redshirt junior out of Lime Springs, Iowa. Played high school basketball at Crestwood High School. For the Badgers, under head coach Marissa Mosley, Badgers are 5-3 under Mosley in her third season. Starting five looks like this. Brooke Schrammick, 6-foot senior, almost 9 points per game. Ronnie Porter is a 5'4 sophomore guard, 4 times has scored in double figures, 10.5 per game. Sanaya Copeland, 5'7 sophomore, 10 per game. She's out of Kansas City, Kansas. Natalie Leitzinger, 5'8 senior from Monroe, Wisconsin, scores almost 8 per game. And Sarah Williams, the 6'4 sophomore in the center circle for the Badgers, gets the start. Williams scores 15.5 per game for the Badgers. Opening tip-off picked up by Iowa. Hawkeyes have it. And here is Caitlin Clark throwing to her left where it's picked up by Davis. Wisconsin defending with Porter. A drive by Davis finds Marshall. Bounce inside. Low post. Goodman double team. Goodman looking to get out of there with it. Step through. Bounce pass in the paint. Over to the left. Here's Marshall with 3. No good. It's loose. It's grabbed by Copeland. Tight rope in the left sideline. Here she comes into the front court. Pass to Leitzinger. Caught by Schrammick. Zip inside. Easy lay-in. Sarah Williams right around Goodman. And then Copeland intercepts the pass, and the Badgers have a quick turnover. Leitzinger down the lane, through traffic, bounces to Copeland, it's stripped, and it's out of bounds, and it'll stay with Wisconsin. 2-0 start for the Badgers, and then a steal by Copeland off the inbounds pass. Just underway in the first quarter, the Badgers facing the fourth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes. Porter inbounding underneath their own hoop, finds Schrammick. Schrammick holding near the left wing, gets it out to Porter. Porter has it, defended by Marshall. Here's Ronnie, top of the key for the Badgers. Throws to her left, tossed inside, caught by Williams. Double team on her, Clark and Goodman, knocked free. Williams picks it up, finds Copeland, shot clock at 8. Porter, ball fake, driving to the rim, way up, good! 4-0 start for the Badgers. 1 minute gone by in this first quarter. They're going to need points today against Iowa. Goodman down low against Williams. Bumps into her and high off the window for 2. That's Sharon Goodman, the redshirt junior, almost 10 points per game for the Hawkeyes. Iowa scores 88.8 points per game. That's second in the country, so points are at a premium. You're going to need a bunch of them. Here's a throw to the corner by Porter, and it's stolen by Iowa. Davis has it running, front court, bouncing, transition. Marshall, layup, missed it. Off the hands of Schrammick, it's going to stay with Iowa. Hawkeyes like to get things going. They're 10th. Well, actually, last year scored 87.3 points per game. They're second in the Big Ten in scoring. They're 10th in the nation in scoring. Correction there, 88.8. Here's Clark, right corner 3. First shot of the game is no good. Bounces around. Porter down low, could not grab it. Picked up by Goodman. Easy lay-in over Porter. 2 baskets for Sharon Goodman. The Badgers and Hawkeyes are tied at 4. 8:16 to play first quarter. Here's Porter out on top for the UW. Porter, jump pass inside. Williams scooping left hand layup, rolls in. As she falls to the floor, she'll get back up to play defense. 2 minutes gone by first quarter. Wisconsin on top by 2. This is Davis bouncing inside to Goodman. Low post right. Back to Davis through the lane. It's loose. It's stolen. Second steal by the Badgers. Picked up by Schrammick. Here comes Copeland right to left for the UW. Down the lane. Gallops to the rim. Layup good. Easy lay-in, and it's 8-4. Wisconsin matching its largest lead of this first quarter. 7:40 early first quarter. Davis throws to Marshall on the right side. Now Clark wants it. Instead, goes inside where it's picked up by Martin. Martin stepped through, missed it down low on the right. Ripped down by Williams. Here comes Wisconsin in transition. Porter dribbles into the front court for the Badgers, looking for Schrammick. She catches down low and lost it out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. Badgers really trying to push the pace, and they've gotten out to an excellent start here against the fourth-ranked Hawkeyes. 4 for 4 shooting the basketball. Iowa 2 of 6, and Hallie Douglas will come in and give Sarah Williams a quick breather. So the Badgers' best defender and scorer has a seat on the bench here with 7:23 to play in the first quarter. Iowa trails Wisconsin by 4. As Davis has it, defended by Porter. Top of the key, and a whistle down low, and a foul will be called against Wisconsin. And it'll go against Anaya Copeland, who was defending Caitlin Clark down low. Clark and Copeland got tangled up underneath, and they whistle Sanaya with the foul. And now here's a right baseline drive by Martin. Kicks it back out. Caught topside by Marshall. Leitzinger defense. Now Clark has it. Copeland's on Clark. Here's Clark on the floor to the left elbow. Double team comes, so she'll give it up to the corner. Three ball. Rims out. No good. Missed by Iowa. Popped into the air a couple of times, and it's picked up by the Badgers. That was Davis with the miss. 8-4, Wisconsin lead in the ball. 3 minutes gone by here in quarter number one. Wisconsin hasn't missed a shot so far. Allie Douglas, left wing, dribbles to the top of the arc and flips a pass to Copeland. Copeland defended by Davis. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Sanaya trying to work. Now throws to Douglas. Douglas angling in. A little bit of a bump into her defender. Missed the driving layup. That was Stolke defending, and it's grabbed by the Hawkeyes. Here's Clark. Clark dribbles behind her back and now brings it back out. Right wing. Leitzinger defending, not giving her an inch. Bouncing to the corner. Marshall bobbled, gathers inside. Stolke. Stolke up over two Badgers. No good, but a foul. And Natalie Leitzinger will be called for a foul for standing straight up in the air with her hands above her head. 6:17 to go, and she's trying to tell everybody, I'm just standing here with my hands above my head. What happened? Watching the replay. I don't know. Stolke created the contact for sure. And now Stolke goes to the line. She's a sophomore who scored 6.5 points per game last season. And that one, no good. She was the Iowa Gatorade Player of the Year and Miss Iowa Basketball as well during her time. Well, she played for Cedar Rapids. Here is the free throw, and it's in. 8-5 is your score. Stolke goes 1 of 2 from the line for the Hawkeyes. Wisconsin leads by 3. 6:12 to play first quarter. Allie Douglas outside left for the Badgers. Gives it out on top to Copeland. Steers to the right. This is Leitzinger bouncing for Porter at the right elbow. Porter driving, kicking. Copeland out on top. Schrammick lets it fly. And it's nothing but net for Brooke Schrammick. A Badger bomb from downtown, and it's a 6-point Wisconsin lead. Hawkeyes ball. Clark out on top, and she's bumped 25 feet away from the basket by Hallie Douglas, and a foul called against Douglas. And that is team foul number 3 now against Wisconsin. The Badgers come in with a 5-3 record through the non-conference. Iowa 9-1 through their first 10 non-conference games. Martin will direct traffic, has it between the circles, pass to a Falter on the right. A Falter drives and hands off to Clark. Clark working on the freshman Jimenez all the way to the rim, count it, and a foul. Layup good by Caitlin Clark, and that's her first basket of the game. An NCAA best 29.5 points per game for the senior. And now Clark will have a free throw. As she finished the and one, 78% free throw shooter this season. And that one's through. So Clark gets a 3-point play, but not the way you'd probably expect. 11-8, Wisconsin up by 3, 5.5 minutes to play in this first quarter. The Badgers are 5 of 6 offensively from the field. Jimenez to Sarah Williams, has it near the right wing, hands off to Porter, now sets the screen for Ronnie. Porter has it, now dribbling to her right, driving, tries to drop it off for Williams. It's knocked away and stolen into the hands of Clark. Clark in Iowa. Clark, feet inside. Stolke leans into it and finishes with the left hand. And there's the vision from Caitlin Clark. 6.7, check it, 7.6, rather, assists per game this season for Clark. That's tops to this Hawkeye squad. Here's Porter. Throws to the right. Jimenez has it, defended by Caitlin. There's Jimenez. Takes a look at Marissa Mosley. Screened by Williams. Now Jimenez lowers her shoulder. Tries strong to the rim. Missed it. Clark grabs the miss, and here comes Iowa, down by a point. 11-10 Badgers lead. Long three left side. Clark rims out into the hands of Douglas, and the Badgers have it running. Porter, push up ahead. Caught by Jimenez. Oh, she missed the left-handed layup. Got her own rebound, though. Copeland catches Badgers. Copeland tries for three. No, too strong. Quick shot there. They had a fresh shot clock. Decided to take a quick one. Now here is Clark, defended by the 5'4" Ronnie Porter. Clark drives, leaves it off. Stolke missed it down low on the left. Got it back. Got it. Now it's good. And a foul. And I think they're going to tag either Williams or Porter on that one. We'll find out when we come back with 4:17 to play in the first quarter. It is Iowa 12, Wisconsin 11. Back after this break. And you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you here courtside at the Kohl Center as the Badgers trail the Hawkeyes by a score of 12-11, but Iowa is on a run, a 7-zip run. Wisconsin has led by as many as 6 points in this game. And the Badgers' hot shooting has cooled off a little bit. Wisconsin hit its first 5 shots from the floor. They're now 5 of 9. And Iowa, like I said, Iowa on a 7-0 run right now. Leading scorer for the Badgers is Sarah Williams, who has 4 points. Brooke Schrammick hit a 3. That's where she's at right now. Stolke has 5 for Iowa. Goodman has 4. Caitlin Clark has 3. It was a 3-point play. With an and one. And now here's Stolke at the line. Stolke, an 83% free throw shooter. And that one is no good as the Badgers grab it. That last foul was called against Sarah Williams, by the way. That's her first. 4:05 and counting to play, first quarter. 12-11, 7-0 Iowa run. They're on top. Jimenez has it for the Badgers. Working down low, eye off the window, no good. But now Jimenez was fouled on her path to the basket by a Falter, the 5'11 sophomore who is defending Wisconsin's freshman. And that puts Deanez Jimenez at the free throw line. And that is the first team foul called against Iowa. Jimenez is a 5'8 freshman and a 74% free throw shooter from the charity stripe this year. And that one's good. 3-star recruit by ESPN. And she has a scorer's mentality, according to head coach Marissa Mosley. And you can see there as she draws the foul, trying to put some points on the board. Stops a 7-0 run with two free throws by the freshman. Wisconsin on top by one. Now Jimenez will defend Clark, who threw it away. It's going to bounce into the backcourt, and it's an over and back against Iowa. Clark had to go retrieve it. Some miscommunication with she and her teammate, and now it'll be the Badgers basketball. And for Iowa, that is turnover number 3 of the first quarter. Hawkeyes commit about 13 turnovers per game. Here's Jimenez driving in from the left, slithering to the cup and missed it. But a foul against Fierbach as Fierbach was defending. So Jimenez will go back to the free throw line. Jimenez, 9.7 points per game this season for the Badgers. She's a 74% free throw shooter, like I mentioned. 2 for 2 today, and I shouldn't have said that. Misses that free throw. 1-point lead still for the Badgers. 3:39 to play in the first. Next one upcoming for D. And that one short. Williams comes flying out of nowhere to grab the offensive rebound, and she'll put it up and in for 2. So Jimenez misses 2 free throws, but Williams says, I got you back. Here's Stolke driving in, giving it up to the corner, and a Falter. Defended by Schrammick. Bumps inside. Stolke on Williams. Stolke spinning up. Count it, and a foul. And that's going to be the second personal foul against Sarah Williams, and that's going to be tough to take for the Badgers. Wisconsin's leading scorer this season at 15.6 points per game now has to exit the game with 2 personal fouls. And Stolke will go to the free throw line, and that's too bad for the Badgers. Williams is a perfect 3 for 3, leading the team with 6 points and leading the team in rebounding with 3. Stolke missed the free throw, and it's a 15-14 Badgers lead with the ball, 3:14 to play. But Sarah Williams now has picked up 2 personal fouls. Jimenez has it. Outside right, Schrammick steps up to set the screen. Jimenez driving to the left of the screen. Now gives it up to Hallie Douglas, who came in to replace Sarah. Here's Leitzinger. Ball fake on Clark. Now driving down low. Has it. Defended by Stolke. Finds Schrammick. Schrammick leans into one. Down low. Missed it. Rebound. Picked up a Falter. No foul called. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds. It will be Wisconsin basketball. 2:51 to play, first quarter, 15-14, Wisconsin. Back to Sarah Williams. The last game these two teams played, it was in Iowa City, and Williams was hampered by fouls in that one. It was all Iowa, 91-61, and Williams scored just 7 points and had 4 personal fouls in that game. Copeland, catch and shoot, 3 on the left side, is through. Copeland connects from downtown and gives Wisconsin a 4-point lead. 2:36 and counting to play. Here's Clark. First quarter down low. Counted and one. Clark cut to the basket. Received the entry pass down low. And now Caitlin Clark will go to the free throw line trying to complete her 2nd 3-point play of the game, of the quarter. 2.5 minutes to play in this first quarter. 2-point lead for the Badgers. 18-16. Here's Clark, and that one rattles through. 6 points for Clark. 2:29 and counting, 1-point Wisconsin lead. The Badgers are 7 of 12 from the floor, 2 of 3 from downtown. Porter has it, screen around Schrammick. Now Porter driving, scooping, layup won't fall. But she will go to the free throw line, a push called against Iowa. Porter almost got her own and one. Ronnie Porter is having an excellent sophomore season for Wisconsin. She's 2nd in scoring, 10.5 points per game. She's 2nd in rebounding at 7 per game. And that's impressive considering she's 5'4". Porter makes the free throw. 61% free throw shooter. She was a Miss Minnesota basketball nominee back in high school. Scored over 2,100 career points in high school. Porter. 2nd one goes in. 2:18 to play in this opening quarter. Wisconsin by 3. 20-17. guys have it. Clark near the midcourt stripe, defended by Copeland. Caitlin Clark, slip screen by Stolke. Clark still has it, drifting to her right. Toss inside. Stolke up over Schrammick is no good. Down low on the right, and it's cleared by Douglas. Here comes Wisconsin. Porter dribbling into the front court. Marshall picks her up at the three-point line. To Copeland on the left, back to Porter on the right. Now Porter has it, trying to dribble away from a Douglas screen. Got the ball knocked free, and it's a steal by Marshall. Gabby Marshall comes away with the steal. A minute 43 to go in the first. Wisconsin's lead is at 3 points over fourth-ranked Iowa. Here's Marshall driving, finds Stolke, short corner. Porter reaches in, trying to knock it away. Stolke gives it up, gets it back down low, missed it down low. Douglas grabs a big rebound for the Badgers. Front court dribbling, here's Hallie. She'll fall to the floor and find Porter. 1:22 to play in the first. Porter between the circles. Going to slow things down. Plenty of time on the shot clock. It's at 15. Here's Ronnie. White screen out on top for Porter. Gives to Douglas. Now to Schrammick near the left elbow. She'll turn, fire, shoot, miss. Down low. Douglas, no, but a foul. So Hallie Douglas there to grab the offensive rebound after the miss by Schrammick, which was short. And now Douglas will step to the free throw line. Made her return to the court, did Hallie Douglas, in the Badgers' last game. Well, actually, a couple of games ago, rather, against Northern Illinois. And Douglas makes the free throw. Check that. She made a return against Butler. And she hadn't played in almost a year after tearing her ACL last November against Illinois State. And the second free throw is no good, and it gets knocked out of bounds. It will go to Iowa. So it's 21-17. Douglas goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Here comes Caitlin Clark in Iowa. 1 minute to play in the first. Clark driving around Copeland, hangs in the air on a drive and scores. She went downhill right to the rim, and Iowa pulls to within 2. 48 seconds to play in the first. Porter has it outside left. Here's Ronnie, defended by Gabby Marshall. Porter pushes with the pass to Copeland. Copeland finds Schrammick. Schrammick shares it to Jimenez over on the right side. Here's D. Jimenez driving, spinning on Clark. Missed a shot, and it's picked up by Iowa. 27 seconds on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock. Here comes Clark. Copeland not giving her an inch. She's about a foot away from the midcourt stripe, and Copeland's right on Clark. Going to let this clock tick down to 13 on the game clock, 10 on the shot clock. Now Clark starts to make her move, hesitates, drives to her right strong, throws to the corner, extra pass. Here's a three on the left. That one is missed by Martin. Picked up with 3 seconds down low. Goodman missed it. Put up again with less than a second to go in the quarter. It's no good by Davis, but a foul called. And that's going to allow Iowa a chance to tie the game. 0.8 seconds to play in the first quarter, and that is going to be charged to Hallie Douglas. It's her second foul. So Douglas, who came in for Sarah Williams, has 2 fouls. Williams had 2 fouls. That's why Douglas entered the game. And so now we have a freshman into the game, Lena Patty Bandela, 6-foot freshman from Canton, Ohio. We'll play the last 0.8 seconds here for the Badgers. But first, we're going to have a little stoppage of play. And I think they're going to go take a look at the monitor just to figure out exactly, I believe, how much time should be on the clock. Right now, 21-19 in Iowa will be at the free throw line. Well, we do have a stoppage in play. I'd like to remind you that Monk's Bar and Grill sponsors Wisconsin women's basketball. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badgers Athletics. 21-19, Wisconsin. The Badgers are 7 of 14 from the floor. Strong start here, shooting 50%. And I think they're just trying to make sure the clock is at the right number. Shouldn't take too long. Iowa, by the way, 8 of 19. That's 42% shooting. And the Hawkeyes walk back to the free throw line. Here comes Wisconsin. And it's Molly Davis at the line. She's 10 of 12 from the free throw line this season.
That one's good. 11 for 13 this year. The next one can tie it. That one's good. So Wisconsin will inbound. Here comes the buzzer, and the first quarter is done. Through the first 10 minutes, Wisconsin and fourth-ranked Iowa even at 21. We'll take a break when we come back. The second quarter is next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. Through the first 10 minutes, we're tied at 21 apiece. Wisconsin and fourth-ranked Iowa. Sellout today here at the Kohl Center. The second sellout in women's basketball history. The last time the Badgers sold out the Kohl. Picks up her dribble and bounces back to Copeland. Fresh 20 for the Badgers. Screen by Williams. Out on top. Here comes Copeland. Galloping down the lane. Missing it with the left hand. Cleared by Goodman. Iowa quickly into the front court. Bierbach has it. Attacking down the lane. Her scooping pass is knocked up high into the air. And last touch by Iowa. It'll go back to Wisconsin. Hawkeyes turn the basketball over. Iowa with four turnovers in the game. Iowa has had Wisconsin's number in this series. They've won 27 straight versus the Badgers. 57-20 all time. Here's Jimenez. Lane line right, threw it away. Picked up by Marshall. Outlet, right side, Fierbach catches. Copeland defends. Inside, now back to Fierbach, who cut to the rim and scored. A little give and go there by Fierbach, and it's 23-21, Iowa. This is their largest lead of the game. Jimenez, outside right to Schrammick, out on top. Schrammick, couple of dribbles to her left. Hands off to Porter. Ronnie bounces inside, mid post left. Now Williams goes to work down low. It's going to drop in, a foul. Sarah Williams has a chance at a three-point play. 8:43 to play, second quarter, and there is Williams scoring her 8th points of the game. 8 points for Sarah Williams. She caught it down low and just went to town. Down low against Goodman, who gets called for her first foul.